he said, a situation impossible, but not hopeless. Because that's hope in God, isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. When there, so there are no situations in our lives that God can't take care of us for us. And he'll do it if we let him. Now, I've got some food for thought before I start. It's just something short. Glory. We as Christians need to be geared to the times, but anchored to the rock. Amen? In other words, we should know what's going on. Isn't that right? We're not dummies. But we know what's going on, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. And but we're anchored to the rock. And who is that rock? Jesus. That rock is Jesus, isn't it?
Jesus.
The only one. That rock is Jesus. He's the one. How, you know that song? Have we got that song?
What's rock?
Huh?
Which one is that? I go to the rock.
No, that's not it. It's a different one. No, boy. I don't know. No, that's all right. Hallelujah. Well, we know he's the rock, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's that rock, thank God. He's that solid rock. We can lean upon him. We can depend upon him because he'll do exactly what he said, won't he? We can depend on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Job chapter 1 tonight. We're going to look at in the book of Job. Job. Job is just before Psalms. Job, Psalms. Job then Psalms, all right? Job chapter 1 is what we're going to look at tonight. Hallelujah. We have hope tonight, don't we?
Amen.
Because that's hope in the Lord. That's hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. That means that, you know, this life that we're living in a world. We're living in a world where people don't have hope. A lot of people, when you don't know God, you don't have hope. The Bible says how people are without God and without hope in this world.
Amen.
And there are a lot of people that way. But we're not that way, are we? No, we have hope. Not only in this life, but in the life which is to come. We gotta realize this is not all of it. Isn't that right? And see, some people believe when you die, y'all heard me say about this, Willie Nelson. He was on TV and he was saying when he died, roll him up and smoke him. What he said. So he don't have no hope. He believed that after he died, that's all of it, but it's not all of it. Is that right? No, 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 no. We're going to live eternally somewhere. Isn't that right? Either with God or in hell. You know, so we gotta realize that, and we got to accept that fact, and we got to live holy. God is calling for holiness. Isn't that right? Follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's written to be holy. What you mean to be set apart from the world, called unto God, to live for God. See, we're in the church, which is the body of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And God is counting on you and me to lift the standard of truth. Hallelujah. There's a standard of truth. And that's truth of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We got to come through Jesus to get to God. There's no other way, is it? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus did the will of his Father. He said, I don't do nothing except I see my Father do it. He was faithful and true. Let's look at Job chapter 1 tonight. Job chapter 1, verse 1. And let's talk about Job tonight. Job 1, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read that, please. Don't everybody read it once.
Pick somebody.
Was better half read for us tonight? Those phones are too smart for me. They named them. All right, my brother, read. We will, please.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Amen. Now, let me read it this way. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright and one who reverently feared God and abstained from and shunned evil. See, now Job wasn't sinlessly perfect now. Isn't that right? We know that. The only man that ever walked this earth that was sinlessly perfect is who? Jesus Christ. The Bible says he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. But now Job was a man that was, he was not sinlessly perfect, but perfect committed to serve the Lord. And we need to be perfectly committed to serve the Lord, don't we? We need to be perfectly committed to serve. But we're not sinlessly perfect, no way. Amen. That's the reason why, you know, I ask God to forgive me for my sins daily. I do. I mean, because there are sins, what? It's two different, how do you say that? Amen. Known and unknown. And what is that by commission? Omission and commission, yeah. Amen. So therefore, we want to make sure that we are pleasing God, that we're right with God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So Job was a man that lived in the land of Uz. And read verse 2. What does it say? Verse 2.
And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
He had 10 children. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job's home was a walled city, for he held a position of great respect. So let's read. There's something here. I wrote down Job 29. I think it's verse 11 and 12. I believe I didn't put the verses down. That's like me, isn't it? Oh, my God. Let's see. I think I got it.
Job 29.
Yeah, Job 29. Let's see. We're looking at verses 7 and 8. That's what I want. Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young man saw me.
Amen. See, Job was a man of, he had a great position there because he loved God. He feared God. All right. The city was in Uz. The city was in the land of Uz. This was in northern Arabia. No. It says in northern Arabia, it was pretty close. It was adjacent to Midian, where Moses lived for 40 years. All right. He was a rich man. Read on. Read verse 3. What does it say? Job 1, verse 3.
His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east.
Isn't that something? Greatest of all the men of the east. He was a rich man. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Well, they say he was in his middle ages, what they say. Because, you know, after the Lord permitted the devil to take all of his children, and took all his stuff, and all of his children, he had 10 more children, didn't he? Didn't he? Amen. He had 7 more sons and 3 daughters. So, all right. Hallelujah. He was a good family man, rich and well known. Amen. He had, what, seven, read that again. What did he have? 7,000 sheep, right? It's a lot of sheep, isn't it? And what else did he have? 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now, let's look at something here. He was the greatest of all men of the East. Now, Solomon held a similar reputation about his wisdom. Look at 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30. Chapter 4, verse 30. 1 Kings 4, verse 30. What does it say?
And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East country and all the wisdom of Egypt.
Amen. Solomon was a very wise man, wasn't he? Why did he have all the wisdom? God gave it to him, didn't he? Because he wanted to please God, and God gave him the wisdom. But here, Job had all of this cattle, all this stock, because God had blessed him. Read verse 4, sir. Verse 4.
And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone to his day.
Mm-hmm.
And sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them.
Yes. They went, and they would have feasts. The sons would call the daughters, and certain days that they would have feasts. They would eat. They would cook up a lot of good stuff, no doubt, and eat. They would have feasts because they had plenty. You know, when you've got plenty of food and money and stuff, you can do what you want to, can't you? I mean, you can live a lavish lifestyle, but now there are some. But when a person really loves God, he'll give. And Job was a man that helped the people. You study about Job. He helped. He didn't just do it. He wasn't a selfish man. But he helped the people that needed help. If you study the book of Job, you'd be able to see how he did help some people. All right. So the sons, and they would get their sisters. The brothers, you know, was seven brothers. They would get together, and they would call their sisters and have feasts. All right, read the next verse. Was that 4 or 5? What is
five.
It? Verse 5.
And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all.
Uh-huh. See, Job loves his children, and he wanted to make sure. He wanted them to be right with God. Job was right with God, and he wanted his children to be right with God. And we that have children, we want our children to be right with God, don't we? I mean, we don't want to live a holy life and our children live in any kind of old way. If they are, we'll pray for them, won't we? We love them, and we'll pray for them that God would save them and sanctify them and make them true witnesses for him. See, because we're living in the end time now, and God is coming soon. And he's looking for people that will stand up for him and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? And obey God. Do what God say do. And everything God tells us to do is not easy. Now, that's going to be easy. Not right. No. If we come up against some hard things when we're serving the Lord. Amen. But we trust God. We that know God, we don't depend upon the flesh. And I quote this scripture a lot. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other right way. There are two ways, isn't that right? There's a broad way. Amen. There's a broad way, which is the way to hell. And there's a narrow way, which is the way to heaven. Isn't that right? But let me tell you something. That on that broad way, the devil is a deceiver. Isn't that right? That broad way, you know, the devil got a sign up there saying heaven. He's a deceiver. He got people thinking, because the word of God say, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Isn't that right? But the end thereof are the ways of death. But that way seem right. Because the devil is telling them, go on, do what you want to do. Have a good time. You're young. Especially tell the young people that. You're young. You don't know how much that. You are young. Have a good time. Go out and dance and drink and party and lie and steal. That's what the devil tell people. You better believe he does. That's the broad way. That's the broad way, which is the wrong way. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For broad is the gate, and wide is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and what? Few there be that find it. Isn't that right? Few there be that find it, although God is calling daily. Isn't that right? He's calling daily, saying, come to me. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn to me. Obey my voice. But the devil, hallelujah, is saying to him, you got time. You know, why does the devil do this? I'll tell you why he does this. The devil know his time is short. Isn't that right? He know his time is short, and the devil, hell. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Isn't that right? He know this. And everybody he can deceive to go with him, he'll do it. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we've got to be on our job full time. Isn't that right? First living a holy life and being a witness. Bible says, yeah, my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Isn't that right? Beside him there is no Savior. Acts 4:12, what does it say? Neither is there salvation in any other. Amen. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But people are trying to climb up some other way. And Jesus said, if you climb up some other way, what? You have a thief and a robber. And no thief and robber are going to enter into God's kingdom. Isn't that right? Is it? Well, a thief and a robber, no way, Jose. I don't guess there's no Spanish people here. But you know that's a term that they use, you know. Amen. But there's no way, what I'm saying, there's no way that people are going to get into God's kingdom walking in the broad way. But people, the devil got people deceived, and they think they're going to do it. They think they're going to make it in. Hallelujah. And we're coming up on Christmas, you know, and Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. But let's make sure we remember that, all right? Yes. Jesus, we know, hallelujah. I heard Sister Venable say, she said how somebody said when they see a sunset, they know who is the cause of that. Isn't that right? Who is the cause of a sunset? Nobody but the Lord. Isn't that right? Because, see, Jesus made two great lights, didn't he? The sun to rule by day and the moon to rule by night. And that sun is shining because God put that bed to shine, didn't it? It shines every day, and it goes down when God tells it to go down. It come back. God have got it. Hallelujah. It obey God. It does what God tells it to. And the moon by night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What does that verse say, brother? Let's go on with Job. Are you on 6 or what are you?
No, we're still on 5. We haven't finished 5 yet.
All right, read 5.
For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned mm-hmm. curse God in their hearts.
Yes.
Thus did Job continually.
Yes. He sacrificed for them, didn't he? Because he did not want them to be lost. He wanted them to be right with God. What does the next verse say?
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And Satan came also among them.
Uh-huh. Satan came among them. They went up to... The Son of God went up and Satan came among them. The devil came up before God. And what did God say to the devil? See, the devil is a lie, isn't it? He's the father of a lie. Amen. But God is faithful and God is true. What happened here, brother, when the devil went up before that God too?
The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
Where'd you come from? Uh-huh. He caught himself sneaking in there, but you can't sneak up on God. Ain't that right? Where you come from? Read.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth.
From going to and fro in the earth.
And walking up and down in it.
And walking up and down in it. See, the devil is roaming around. There's a song that said, Satan is always... In a Christian's path. How does it go? My. See, song, huh? Say what?
It's like a roaring lion.
Yeah, like a roaring lion. But it's another one said that Satan is maybe to come to him before I finish here. Hallelujah. But he said he's always in a good Christian's path. That's what some of it said. And he is. Satan's out there to trip you up. But when you got Holy Ghost eyes, when you're a Christian, we know the spirit of truth, don't we? And we know the spirit of error. We know God, and we know the devil. Hallelujah. So what did it say, brother? What did God say to him?
And the Lord said unto Satan, is thou considered my servant Job?
Have you considered my servant Job? My. Have you considered my servant Job? All right, read.
There is none like him in the earth.
None like him in the earth. Have you considered him?
Mm-hmm. A perfect and an upright man.
Uh-huh.
One that feareth God and escheweth evil.
This man, he feared me and he stay away from evil. Have you considered him? Have you considered my servant Job? Now see, Satan knew who Job was. Isn't that right? I mean, if you're a Christian, Satan knew who you are.
Amen.
Isn't that right? I believe you know who you are. That's just like the seven sons of Sceva. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? That they saw Paul going through and doing the will of God, casting out devils, doing God's work. And these seven sons of Sceva, they saw somebody had devils in them. And they went up to him, said, we'll Jew you by the name of Jesus that Paul preached. No, we want you to come out of these people. And they spoke up and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? That's right. Amen. They jumped out of there and whipped him, and they ran out of the house naked and wounded. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So look, you got to have power with God. You don't play with, isn't that right? But when you got power with God, there's a difference. Isn't that right? Thank God. You don't go up trying to play with the devils. Hallelujah. But when you got power with God, the devil know who you are.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Read.
Amen. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for not?
Well, listen, Satan said to the Lord, does Job fear you for nothing? Well, why does he fear you? Well, why is he walking right before? Why does he fear you? Does he fear you for nothing? Read.
Hast not thou made a hedge about him?
Well, look, you got a hedge about the man. Look at how you've blessed him. You give him all that cattle and you're giving him 10 children, all the cattle and all this stuff. Well, sure. Well, certainly. Certainly. He'll do what's right. But that's not what Satan was trying to tell the Lord. That's the only reason he's serving you is because you've blessed him so much. All right? Read.
And about his house, and about all that he hath mm-hmm. on every side.
Yes. Read.
Thou hast blessed the work of his hand.
You blessed the work of his hand. Sure, he'd serve you. Sure, he'll do what you want him to do. Because you blessed him so well, all right.
And his substance is increased in the land.
Mm-hmm.
But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath. And he will curse thee to thy face.
Now, see what Satan said to the Lord? You've given him all this stuff. Put forth your hand and do what?
Curse thee to his face.
And what?
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power.
All that he hath is in your power. Now, Satan cannot do anything to God's people unless God permit it. Isn't that right? He can't. I mean, as long as you're walking right before God now. As long as we're walking right before the Lord, Satan can't come in and just destroy you. No way. I mean, God let him bring tests. He permit the devil to test and try us like he did Job here. And this was a test. This was a trial. God permitted this. And what did God tell Satan?
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power.
All that he hath is in your power. Don't put your hand on him. But everything he's got, it's in your power. Do what you want to with all the stuff he's got, but don't touch him. Don't touch his body. Don't touch his flesh. All right? Read.
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house.
Isn't there something? God permitted Satan to take his stuff, the stuff he had. There came a day when they were eating and drinking in the elder brother's house, right? All right.
And there came a messenger unto Job and said,
The oxen were plying. A messenger came to Job. The oxen were plying.
And the ass was feeding beside them.
And the asses were feeding beside them.
And the Sabaeans fell on them and took them away.
A group of people fell on them and took them away. All right.
They have slain the servant.
To kill the servant with the edge of the sword.
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
I'm the only one that escaped to tell you what happened. See, God permitted the devil to do this. God permitted Satan to do this. To take his animals, his cattle, and all this to reap.
While he was yet speaking, there came also another.
See this? Hallelujah. While he was speaking, somebody else came. Hallelujah. The fire of God has fallen from heaven.
And burned up the sheep.
Burned up the sheep.
And the servants.
My God. Hallelujah.
And consumed.
Burned up the sheep and the servants.
And consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell them.
Only one person escaped to tell what had happened. My. Hallelujah. Let me ask you something. God has blessed us, haven't
he? Amen.
If God permits some, you know, and God does permit things to happen, you know. Isn't that right? If God permit us to lose, say you lose this or lose that, that you really, something you really love, we just keep our eyes on the Lord, shouldn't we?
Right.
Amen. Just like that in what? Was that Louisiana where they had all this? New York, wasn't it? New York and New Jersey. Was that Sandy went up there? And it destroyed a lot of homes. And a lot of people got killed. But it destroyed a lot of homes. And people's possessions was taken. Amen. And some of those people were Christians. Didn't they? Certainly. Some of them were Christians. But God permitted this to happen to Christians. But the ones that were real, full-fledged Christians kept their eyes on the Lord. Isn't that right? They kept their mind on the Lord. I mean, I know they went through. I mean, it wasn't easy at all. If you got a nice home and nice automobile or whatever, and the storm comes through and just take it all at once, it's a hard blow. It's a devastating blow, isn't it? And I'd be silly to stand up and say it's not. Isn't that right? It's a devastating blow. But if you're anchored in the Lord, if you're anchored, make sure your anchor holds and do what? Grip the solid rock. Make sure your anchor, make sure we got our eyes on the Lord. We love him above all. Yeah. It all belongs to him anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It all belongs, you know, it all belongs to the Lord. So we don't want to get too tight a grip on nothing here. Amen? Although God bless us, and we thank him for it, and we continue. And let me say this much. Florida have been blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. All these storms, you know, have been coming through, and some of them come like headed toward Florida, and God let it turn and go, you know. Especially, you know, God has blessed us. So, saints of God, we ought to really be thankful and pray and thank God and live right and pray for the people that's going through this. Isn't that right? See, because the Word of God says, love God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like namely unto thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. My, 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 that's going some, isn't it? But God said it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what he wants us to do. Amen. So let's make sure we're anchored in the Lord. Our anchor holds, that we're tied to Jesus Christ. Nothing can move us away from the hope of the gospel. That hope. Thank God. Pastor Miller been preaching about hope. We have hope tonight. Thank God. And you know what? We have hope, and we should be able to give others hope. Isn't that right?
Amen.
By them seeing us living a holy life, and we introduce them to Christ, tell them how to get saved. Hallelujah. And let's remember Brother Green, you know, and his sister. That, you know, we prayed this morning for God, that God would deliver her, bring her through that operation. And Brother Green prayed with her, sent us prayer, and hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. We feel like that she came to the Lord. Isn't that right? But like she came to the Lord. And which is a great thing. But we pray that God would raise her up. Spare her life. And thank God. And then she should really live for him. Isn't that right? She should really live for him. But let's remember Brother Green. Keep him in prayer. That God would strengthen and encourage him. Hallelujah. And help him to get through this. And his family. Hallelujah. All right. Read, brother.
While he was yet speaking.
My.
Chaldeans.
Listen at this now. That came, this was the third one, I believe, wasn't it? That came another one. And what did he say?
Chaldeans made out three bands.
The Chaldeans made out three bands. Did what now? Read it.
While he was yet speaking, there also came another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands.
Uh-huh.
Fell upon the camels. And carried them away.
Carried the camels. They got the camels, carried them away.
Yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword.
And my Lord, all right.
And I only escaped to tell thee.
Only one escaped every time to tell what had happened. All right.
While he was yet speaking, there came another also and said,
My.
Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house.
Yes.
And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and spoke the four corners of the house.
Now, what? Who was causing all this chaos? Who caused all this chaos?
Satan,
isn't that right?
Yeah.
God gave him permission. And he called all this chaos to come upon a servant of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what else?
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Uh-huh.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head.
Hallelujah. Stop right there. After hearing all of this devastating news, he arose. Did what now? He arose.
Rent his mantle.
Tore his clothes. Rent his mantle.
And shaved his head.
Shaved his head.
And fell down upon the ground.
And fell down upon the ground.
And worshiped.
And he worshiped. He worshiped God. Man, what a man. What a true man of God. What a servant of God. What a man that knew God. This man knew God. Isn't that right? He didn't just know about God. See, some people just know about God. But this man knew God. He knew the Lord. Hallelujah. He He rent his clothes, fell down upon the ground, and he worshiped God because he loved God. He knew God. All right, read.
And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb.
I came out of my mother's womb naked.
And naked shall I return thither.
And I'm going to return thither naked. Amen. What else?
The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away.
The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. It all belonged to the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. And what else did he say?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're talking about a servant of God tonight. We're talking about somebody that loved God, somebody that knew God. And regardless of what God permitted to happen, he served God. He praised God. He honored God. He magnified God. So saints of God, we ought to do the same, aren't we? Amen. We're blessed. We ought to do the same. We ought to magnify and honor and bless and praise God with all that's within us. Not just a little, you know, hallelujah. Not halfway, not half-heartedly, but with everything that's in us, we should praise and honor and magnify God. That please God, doesn't it? It really does please God.
Amen.
The Bible said, pray without ceasing. The word of God said, I will that all men, every man, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. He's talking to you and me. Amen. To magnify him. To honor him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless your name, Lord. Because you're faithful. You're good. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. 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 So what are we waiting on? To praise and magnify and honor and bless God. Hallelujah. With all that's within us. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's so faithful, saint. Oh, he's so faithful. Give God some praise. Come on, saint. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God is faithful tonight, saint. God is faithful. God is faithful. Isn't that right? Can you say God is faithful? Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Thank God. We can't praise him enough. You got a song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's really glorify God because he's faithful, saint. He's true. He's holy. Hallelujah. And maybe next week we'll continue with Job and see what happened. Hallelujah. God is so good. Remember Pastor Benham and Sister Benham in prayer. Keep them in prayer, saints, daily. Keep them in prayer daily. Amen. Thank God because they are serving the Lord. They're obeying God. And God has given us some real powerful messages on Sunday mornings, haven't he? Yes, he has, saints. And so let's take heed to what God is saying. Because he's saying some things to us. Thank God, he's speaking to us.